Microtiming Snare Ghosts. Beginner Lesson. Hey, welcome. This lesson is all about microtiming ghost snares for drum and bass in Ableton Live. We're aiming for a rolling, human snare groove that sits heavy in the mix without sounding robotic. Tempo context is drum and bass, so work around 170 to 175 BPM. In the examples, I'll call out 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot for the timing numbers I'll mention. What you'll build. You're going to make a tight 4-bar DNB drum loop with punchy main snares on beats 2 and 4, plus quieter ghost snares that sit just before or after the main hits. You'll use a drum rack with two pads, one main snare and one ghost snare. Then shape each chain with stock Ableton devices like EQ8, saturator, reverb, compressor, and utility. We'll also use Ableton's Groove Pool to add global humanization. Step-by-step walkthrough. Step 1. Setup. Create a new live set and set the BPM to 174. Put a drum rack on a new MIDI track and load two snare samples, one bright punchy snare for the main hits, and a darker or slightly filtered version for the ghost hits. If you want sample controls, use simpler in classic mode on each pad. Step 2. Build the bare bones loop. Make a 4-bar MIDI clip on the drum rack track and loop it. Program the backbone backbeat. Main snare notes on beats 2 and 4 of each bar. Keep the kick simple or use a basic break for now. We'll focus on snares. Step 3. Set a fine MIDI grid. Open the MIDI editor and set the grid to 1/64. At 174 BPM, a 1/64 step is about 21.5 milliseconds. That becomes your microtiming unit. You can go to 1/96 or 1/128 if you want even finer control, but 1/64 is a great place to start. Step 4. Add ghost snare notes by hand. Place three quieter ghost notes leading into each main snare if you like dense motion, or just one or two for subtlety. A practical pattern I use often is ghost 1 at -2/1/64 steps, about -43 ms, for a noticeable push. Ghost 2 at -1/1/64 step, about -21 ms, for a subtle push. Optionally, a tiny micro ghost even closer, or a single ghost slightly after the main snare at +1/1/64 step to create a lax feel. Step 5. Velocity shaping. Keep the main snare velocity high, around 90 to 127. Keep ghosts low, first ghost around 50 to 70, second ghost 30 to 50. If you want to automate this, add Ableton's MIDI velocity effect and scale or randomize within ranges. The idea is ghosts add feel, not become full hits. Step 6. Precise nudging in milliseconds. Zoom in and nudge notes by single grid steps. Remember, 1/1/64 step at 174 BPM, approximately 21.6 ms. Quick test offsets. Pushed ghost. -1 to -2 steps of 1/64, about -21 to -43 ms. Laid back ghost. +1 to +2 steps, about +21 to +43 ms. Small changes in the 10 to 30 ms range make a huge difference. Offsets above roughly 60 ms start to feel like separate hits. Step 7. Groove Pool for consistent humanization. Open the Groove Pool by selecting the Groove tab in the browser or the Groove Pool icon in the bottom area of Live. Drag in a groove preset, or right-click an audio loop and choose Extract Groove to make your own. Apply the groove to your MIDI clip and tweak these parameters. Timing around 30 to 70%. Lower for subtle, higher for stronger timing shifts. Random between 5 and 15% to add jitter. Velocity between 10 and 30% so the groove affects dynamics. Listen and then either leave the groove as a non-destructive clip setting or commit it by applying the groove to MIDI if you want fixed offsets. Step 8. Build device chains from main and ghost snares. Create separate chains in your drum rack or separate parallel chains on the snare bus. For the main snare chain, try these starting points. EQ8. High pass below about 120 Hz to remove rumble, slight boost at 2 to 4 kHz by 2 to 3 dB for snap. Saturator, drive 2 to 4, soft curve, dry slash wet 20 to 30%. Compressor or glue compressor, threshold around -6 to -12 dB, ratio 3:1 to 4:1. Attack about 3 ms, release 100 to 200 ms. For the ghost snare chain, make it darker and more spatially focused. EQ8. Low pass at 6 to 8 kHz if you want to tuck brightness. Cut below 200 to 300 Hz to avoid sub-clash. Saturator. Gentler drive, say 1 to 3. Dry slash wet 15 to 25%. Reverb. Size small. Decay 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. Damping high. Dry slash wet 6 to 10%. Utility. width set to 0% to keep ghosts mono and centered. Mix the ghost chain several decibels lower than the main snare. A good starting point is -6 to -12 dB under the main. Step 9. Drum bus and glue. Group your drums to a drum bus. Put a gentle low cut at 30 to 40 HC. Tame any muddness around 300 to 500 HC and add a glue compressor with a mild setting. Threshold around -6 to -10 dB. Ratio 2:1:3:1. Attack 10 ms. Release 200 ms. Optionally add drum bus for extra grit, but keep dry slash wet low. Arrangement tips and musical decisions. Use ghosts more in verses and pre-drops to build momentum, and pull them back for full drops to leave space for bass. For fills, double ghost density or add very short-gated reverb. Contrast is powerful. Removing ghosts for a bar before a drop and then bringing them back can make the return feel huge. Common mistakes and quick fixes. If ghosts are too loud, drop their velocity or lower their chain gain by 6 to 12 dB. If things sound mechanical, reduce quantization and nudge manually by 1/64 increments or lower the groove timing percent. If layers cancel, flip phase or offset the sample start in simpler by 1 to 5 ms. If it's cluttered, remember less is often more. Mute ghosts and only bring them back where they serve the groove. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Make ghosts mono with utility width at 0% so low mid stay centered. Try parallel saturation or a parallel bus with saturator plus glue compressor and blend it under the main signal. High pass ghosts around 200 to 300 HC to protect your bass. For aggression, use redux or overdrive on a parallel send and blend at 10 to 20%. This audio version is shortened for playback.